Bay. Music starts about 9 and they go till midnight. It's a jam, so bring your guitar or your harmonica or just your tambourine. Everybody's welcome. Next Wednesday, Hound Below will be playing with Ash, Sun, and Hawk at the Magic Stick. And over at the International Institute on Kirby, the Lyman Woodward Orchestra has a show Sunday that starts about 5 o'clock. That's kitty corner to the Detroit Art Institute. As always, Dennis Coffey has a show at the Northern Lights on Tuesday night. Definitely something you need to get down and check out some week. And Andalisi on Tuesday night is doing her thing at the Majestic Cafe. And this weekend, it's on Tuesday. And this Tuesday she'll have Billy Bynum and company. Good lineup. And then also, interesting, down river in Southgate at McFarley's bar, they have a 10,000-square-foot tent. They're going to start serving breakfast and green eggs at 7 a.m. on Sunday. But about 8 o'clock Sunday night, they're going to have 50-amp fuse. My goodness. That is going to be quite a day down there at McFarley's in Southgate. Got a few more seconds of hand grenades here. Let's listen to them. And we're going to be going live with the Surfing Pharaohs real soon. That's Bricktown Station, who have a show Sunday with DeWende, the Tilted Axes, at PJ's Lager House. But Mr. White says it is time to go live. So we're going to bring down Bricktown Station. And are you ready, Mr. White?
We are ready right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Today, we have the almighty Surfing Pharaohs here in the studio. Hey, Pharaohs, are you there?
Yes, we are.
Ooh.
Oh, they are certainly here. In fact, Mr. Pharaoh, what are you going to start off with today?
Well, saying it's so sunny out there, and we're coming through the golden airwaves of WHFR here, and I hear it's going to be a very balmy 70 degrees and sunny in the Detroit City, and I'm hoping and I'm praying that everybody's going to have something more than an average weekend.
We'll be right back.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. The Surfing Pharaoh's in right here in Studio J here at the Motor Live Drive at 5. Now, Surfing Pharaoh's, may I call you by your first name?
You can.
Surfing. Tell me. can you introduce the band for us?
I can. Coming from a long line of Detroit swing music, Mr. Doug Dixon on the drums over here and backing vocals.
All right. Hey, everybody.
Over here on bass, all the way from Grand Rapids, Michigan, we have one Ron Dasboot, Boot there.
That's me.
Slapping and a slinging that bass, his Jaguar bass over there.
Thanks,
it's
sweet.
A perfect green, surf green over there, and it looks beautiful on him, let me tell you. Oh,
it's actually kind of seafoam green.
That is, and it drives the girls in the surf community go crazy when they see
They do, both of them.
Yes. Both of them do.
All right, and the band here, they're all wearing fezzes. They've got their baggies. Wearing their baggies so they can go surfing. They got, are those snakeskin boots you got on?
I believe they are, and with my Speedo, and you know what? With a properly waxed board, I'm telling you, that is a look and a style that no one really forgets anytime soon.
That's right. Woo! Yikes. Well, with a band like this, what else can you play for us today?
Well, since we are Surfing International Men of Mystery, we're going to do something along the spy medley line right here. And it starts out something like this. Thank you.
the Surfing Pharaohs, right here on the WHFR Motor Live Drive for our listeners out there surfing the WHFR airwaves. They've been calling in. In fact, some of them said they were ready to, during the first song, they were ready to watch Kids in the Hall.
Great.
Exactly.
Another listener said it was Shades of Spaghetti Westerns.
Right?
And our final caller, she couldn't reveal who she was for security reasons. And But everything sounds really cool going out.
Was that my wife calling?
I couldn't say. Yes. I couldn't say. She couldn't.
Her name?
It was for security reasons.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah. For her own protection.
And hermetically sealed also.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now tell me, where's the name Surfing Pharaohs come from?
Well, we're just attracted to the very ancient sounds of the surf that we feel, you know, there are actually petroglyphs and stuff of pharaohs surfing, believe it or not, and, you know, our commitment to the surfing lifestyle and stuff, it just led us naturally to the Surfing Pharaohs name there, and there's no turning back from us. It is our name, and...
You are the Surfing Pharaohs. In fact... Yeah, the Nile must have been real. Must have been cool.
Oh, it was phenomenal from what I understand.
Back in the day, of course.
You had to tie up your rope to a nice bamboo tree there and surf that way. But other than that, it was quite majestic. I understand.
Oh, it was going up and down those pyramids. It was
I didn't think about that. It'd be a wild ride,
but if you've got some big shows coming up.
Oh, do we have big shows coming
up. In fact, you've got one this weekend.
We have one this week. Believe it or not, we are really getting a following going in the Flint-Lapeer area. I think there's some good surfing probably going on in the Flint River up there that naturally draws them towards us.
But, guaranteed.
We are playing at the Aloha Lounge. The show is put on by one Cherry Doll. She's a model and works at the bar and... does a good job booking bands there, and we just can't say enough about our friends and surf mavens and aficionados in the Flint Lapeer area up there.
All right, and you got somebody you're playing with up there as well?
Yes, we do. We a great rockabilly band called Badsville. They're from the Flint area. They're kind of a traditional psychobilly-ish rockabilly band. They have upright bass, and so the guy slaps like a devil. The guitarist has a great right-hand technique, and they have a female drummer that just pounds away on the skins there, and it's just going to be a treat. We played with them once before up in Flint, and we're just glad to be coming back to the Flint area and playing with Badsville again. They're a great band, great bunch of guys.
All right. In fact, it's not that far away.
It's not, especially, you know, us coming from the northern suburban surf communities up there, and we're regulars on the Clinton River watershed surf scene up there in the northern communities.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got another show coming up next week, don't you?
Next week. This is our home in Detroit. Let me tell you about this place. It's at Kelly's Bar there. Some might say it's a little dive, but you know what? We fit in right there. The best thing about it for us is once you see the Kowalski sausage neon sign there, we'll be right across the street there. And when you see that golden Kowalski sign there and you smell the fresh smell of meat in the air, you know that you've arrived in Hamtramck and you're near Kelly's Bar. And on Saturday night, the great sounds of surfs won't be very far away from that sign. And let me tell you, if you've never been there, come on down to Kelly's there. Brad and Patty that own the place are just great to us. We love being there. And something very special, we're going to be joined by one of the most unusual artists you'll ever see. His name is Mr. Slicker Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe we have a video of him posted on our Facebook page, which you can see us on Facebook at the Surfing Pharaohs. We have a little video of Mr. Slicker Johnson there. I know if you watch that, you will not want to miss this show. He is really something to behold.
In fact, the Surfing Pharaohs are something to behold themselves with their fezzes, their leopard skin jackets, and their surfboards, waxed up to a sheen.
And what better bar to play than a dive when you're the Surfing Pharaohs?
Please. He meant, drum roll on that one. There he goes.
Well, in fact, with all these shows people can catch you at, Could you give us some more music right now?
I bet we can. And I think we're going to do something that I think might have emanated from Benny Goodman. You may ask yourself, how does this transcend to a three-piece surfabilly band? Well, I guess we're going to show you right now.
Right, sing. Originally a best known by Benny Goodman, but originally done by Louis Prima. How much more groovier can you get?
It's the grooviest.
Oh yeah! In fact, Surfin' Mac, we got a special shout out from you. we got a listener who just called in. Got somebody else on the line right now.
Yes,
but,
sir.
But somebody called in from Poland.
Can I give you a shout out? What's your name?
So they're listening online in Poland right now.
Oh, all right.
And so it's your nephew, Patrick.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No, of course
Patrick,
not. Hey.
Say hello to everybody. Have a kibasa for me while you're over there. And We love you, buddy.
Oh, I'm sure the surf is wonderful in Poland.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Wetsuits.
All right. And did we get any other call-ins, Margaret?
Yeah, from what we got a call-in from a guy named Wes who thanks us for having surf music on the air and says your bass lines sound awesome.
Oh, thank you, Wes.
Yes. Good old Wes.
Dude, man, thanks.
All right.
Wes is our hero. He's the leader of the Surfing Pharaohs fan club in the northern area, and you know what? We couldn't do this without great fans like Wes, I tell you what.
Well, in fact, all we can do with great fans like that is give them some more surf.
You are correct, sir.
All right, what are you going to do?
Well, we got something right now. We like to call it the Folsom Prison Blues.
Yes, that's all right. Oh, in fact, we got a lot of people who are checking in on Facebook. You can't hear it too good?
Yeah, I hope John.
Oh, there you go. Is that a little better there?
Yeah, that's a little better.
All right. Yeah, Margaret's got all kinds of people who've been calling in and checking in on Facebook.
Just let me read a couple of them off. Laura, Marla, Carol, Lee, Skid, Kathleen, Richard, Chris, Jeff, Eric, and Dee Dee have all clicked like when in listening to it online right now.
Oh, my gosh, that is so good.
And we can't forget Patrick in Poland.
Patrick in Poland, my nephew. Gosh darn him.
All right. Well, I guess people like surf. In fact, you've been a big advocate of surf in the Michigan area.
Oh, that's right. You know, I like to celebrate my long commitment to the surf community. And like I said, we've played the West Coast, we've played the East Coast, all the surf communities, Saugatuck, Port Huron, all the great surf towns on the East and the West Coast. You know, we just love being out there with the kids.
And the waves in Michigan. You can't. They can't beat them.
Oh, you, can. You can't beat it. You get,
especially in Lake Michigan.
Yeah, you get a Lake Michigan curl, and you know what? You are bound to end up in a bonsai washout. Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Before you freeze to death.
Eh? That's right. And right here in Detroit, the only place you can surf the waves right here on WHFR.
That's right. You may have to wear your wetsuit in July, but. Yeah. It's still great surf out there,
right.
No matter how you slice it.
Especially in the spillways.
In fact, Alan Cantino says the spillways are wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They are. They are. And, you know, I like sometimes just to combine a little bit of salmon fishing while doing that, too, in some of those spillways.
All right. And in fact, your drummer mentioned you've got a Head Start program.
Oh, yeah, this is the Head Start surfing program that we've been talking about sponsoring here. This is something where we encourage the inner-city youth to take up surfing, and, you know, we offer lessons and so forth. Admittedly, there's some logistical problems with getting the ocean to them or getting them to the ocean, but we'll work those things out. We were thinking of, you know, once we do start this, for every like that we get on Facebook, we'll donate, you know, 0.001 cents.
Hold on.
Wait. You're talking money.
Oh, no, hang on. Wait, there's an alert here. We're going to double that offer.
Oh, oh.
0.002 cents. So think about it. Yeah, I mean.
No, we're a nonprofit here. We can't have anything involving money.
So well, no, this is for a charity.
For a nonprofit, of course.
A nonprofit charity, of course. And
to teach the kids
Facebook
how to surf.
Like has no monetary value attached to it whatsoever.
It costs nothing, just a little click. You get some ridiculous Surfing Pharaoh news occasionally and unusual photos, but worth the bother, I think.
Well, with the response that we were getting on Facebook, I want to remind people that now this Saturday night you're playing up in Flint, but the following Saturday on the 23rd you're going to be in Hamtramck at Kelly's Bar. And then you got two other shows here. On April 5th you're at Woodruff's, and then on May 4th you're going to be with the Orbisons at the Ritz.
At the fabulous Fritz. In lovely Rosie Roseville, I think it's where it's located.
That's right.
Third time playing with the Orbisons. They're a great bunch of guys and great heritage in the band and stuff. And if you like an outlaw country band, I'm telling you, these guys tear it up. You can't go wrong with the Orbisons.
No, and they surf too. So.
Oh, of course they do. You know,
they've been here.
They've been surfing the airwaves all over.
Sorry to say, they've been banned.
I understand that they may have had a problem here that's been cleared up and
to do with the bad words, perhaps.
As they say, they're an outlaw country band,
the best kind of country band.
That's right. Well, what else have you got for us today?
All right, we got another surf medley coming up, and it draws from some of our favorites on there, and then some that you just might not think of here. But I just want you to sit back in your recliner, put your shades on, put your heat lamp on, and I just want you to enjoy the sounds of surf coming through the golden airways here at WHFR. We'll be right back.
Now, our music director here was at the station, joined us on the dance floor for that one.
Oh, really?
And we couldn't help ourselves. We had to shake it on down.
That's right. Did anyone say surf?
Whoa. We couldn't help it.
We can't put you in the air.
Somebody else calling in. We've got all kinds of things going on. In fact, do you like to remind people where they can come and see you live one more time?
Well, you can this Saturday at the Aloha Lounge in Flint, Michigan. And on Saturday, the 23rd, we'll be at Kelly's Bar in Hamtramck underneath the warm, glowing sign of the Kowalski Sausage Factory. Folks, when you smell that fresh meat in the air, you know you've come to the place in Hamtramck to get your fix of pure surfabilly music. And then on April 5th, we will be at Woodruff's in beautiful Ypsilanti. Ypsilanti, that's a nice Polish community just to the west of here. And I hear they have a lot of surf aficionados out there. We're going to find out. It's the first time out there, and we love to be there. I guess we're going to be with a band called Cactusk. Don't know those guys, but their name is interesting. And Cactusk kind of brings up some kind of spaghetti western kind of sound a little bit there. And moving on from that, on May 4th, on the eve of Cinco de Mayo, and celebrating, some of the Mexican surf towns that we played at before, we like to play Cinco de Mayo gigs. We'll be there with the Orbisons, Detroit's number one outlaw country band.
And you really have to see them live. Get the fez, get the surfboards, get those snakeskin boots, the entire regalia of the Surfing Pharaohs.
Okay. Don't forget our beautiful trunks we wear on stage, too. Doug prefers those long 1890s, long striped, full-length ones. Yes.
Pretty sweet.
But Mac goes for the Speedos.
Oh, of course, because I'm built for speed.
That's right, and he can't play his guitar properly if those trunks get in the way.
That's right. I don't need nothing to get in between me and the surf, really. That's how I've always felt about it.
Okay. We don't usually use last names, but Thornetta Davis piped in on Facebook saying she's enjoying the show. So, shout out to Thornetta, and it's
right.
Awesome
Thornetta.
To have her listening. And we also got a call from North Carolina. And she's your stepdaughter, and she says, I love my Raj dad. And she's
okay,
listening
great.
To North Carolina.
I don't know which one that is. I got two of them down there. They're just beautiful girls.
But they both love you.
I know they do. I love them, man. And they've just been just a treasure to have in my life, let me tell you.
And Surfabilly is all about the love.
It is. Surfabilly, you got to spread the love.
Well, can you give us some more love?
We're going to give you some love right now. And we're going to dig back into the Surfing Pharaoh archives. We used to be known as a surfing blues band back in the day. And we're going to resurrect some of those songs. Our first one up that we got is one of ours, and it's called Dazzet. Dazzet.
Thank you.
It's a crying shame.
That's it.
It's not the crying game.
That's it.
And baby, why you so fine?
That's it.
Don't let a willow on the vine. Well, you look, but don't talk about when I murder a dude. The beauty's from behind.
That's it.
Or did I say that's it?
That's it.
Don't have to ask what's it. You lose it or lose it. And sugar, get with it.
That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it.
Woo!
Yeah! Woo!
That's from the Surfing Pharaohs archives there from our blues surf period there, you know.
And I want to remind the Surfing Pharaohs are Surfing Mac Rogers on guitar and vocals, Dangerous Doug Dixon on drums, and Pharaoh Ron Boot on bass. Alan, can you turn them up
and, a little bit? And this is definitely universally loved music. We just got a thumbs up from the security guard who came by the window. So we don't get that very often from security.
Yes, we like to keep those guys happy. We've been escorted from certain gigs before and stuff. So
well, you're safe here. You still got 12 minutes or so to go. So you got lots of time.
Let's get some more music.
Almost. But we want to get as much music as we possibly can. What can you give us?
We can give you something. And this comes from one of my personal heroes. It's Mr. Tennessee Ernie Ford. I have to tell you a story. My great-grandmother has an Easter bonnet that's autographed by Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Now, do you wear it often?
I do occasionally and stuff. On special occasions, it's such a family heirloom, I don't want to bring it out too often.
All right.
Wow.
Ready? Well, they say that a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood. And skin and bone. With a mind that's weak. And a back that's strong, you get sinking comes, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in that tank. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, I was born one morning and the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked through the mine. I loaded sinking comes. Said, well, bless my soul. Sinking comes and what is there? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, I was born one morning in the drizzling rain. That market trouble is my middle name. I was born in the game right by. Don't woman make me walk the line. You get a 16 comes and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Same thing that don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. We'll be right back. you see me coming, you better step aside. A lot of men did, and a lot of men died. With two bits of iron and another of steel. If the right don't get you, then the left one will. You get 16 guns, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
The Surfing Pharaohs right here, the almighty Surfing Pharaohs. Now, you had somebody call in.
That's right. Baseline Bill called and said he's loving the show and he loves you guys.
Baseline Bill. Let me give a shout-out for Baseline Bill. He's baseline extraordinaire for the Rumble V Band. Look them up on Facebook. They're a great bunch of guys. I play with them occasionally, and you know what? They're my blood brothers.
Oh, my. Well, hey, to keep the family happy, why don't we give them some more music? Your time's running down for you. What are you going to serve up next in this surfing safari here?
Well, we got another little one we wrote here. And this one is called Screwed Up.
Okay.
And I mean it. It's screwed up.
Oh.
It's nothing more than that.
Things can go wrong. One, two, three.
Yeah.
bass of guitar.
Oh, that was messed up.
That was messed up.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I want to remind people the time's running down. In fact, I want to remind people they can catch you at the Aloha Lounge in Flint this weekend or down at Kelly's Bar on the 23rd. And, in fact, we've only got probably about 5 minutes left. What can the Surfing Pharaohs give us?
Well, we can give you another one from the Golden Surf Vault of the Surfing Pharaohs. It's a little something. You golf aficionados might like this one. And it's called Worm Burner. What?
One last person we got time to say, do a shout out to Tennessee Mark, who said he plays with you occasionally, and he says you guys sound great today.
That's Tennessee Hillbilly Hurst, or Hillbilly Mark there, and another one of my blood brothers with the Rumble V.
Okay, band. What's the best way for people to get a hold of the Surfing Pharaohs?
The best way I can think of is to go to the Surfing Pharaohs on Facebook, and while there, support local music and support local radio by pressing that like button. Once you hit that, go directly to the WHFR Facebook page, and you press a like there. And when you do that, you'll be overwhelmed with joy to know that you're supporting local music, and you're going to be, your life will be blessed from then on.
It will. In fact, well, you've got 2 minutes left. What could you bless us with right now?
I think that we could bless you with a little bit more surf, and we got something that goes like this. Shake and stomp.
You're listening to the Motor Live Drive. We've had the Surfing Pharaohs in today. Next week, tune in for the Doorstops. Right now, stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie.